very pleased to be joined by Dwight Smith Jr., outfielder with the Toronto Blue Jays. Dwight, thanks so much for joining us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So you get into the ballpark yesterday, and you look at the batting order, and you're hitting second. But everybody—it's like everything's changed. What was the mood of the clubhouse yesterday with the change in the lineup? Did guys talk about it? Were guys expecting it, or was it just one of those things that, hey, that's the way the skip wants it written out? We'll go out and hit.
We just took it as a normal day. We just went out there to compete and just to get a win, and we did that yesterday.
Yeah, Dwight, we were just talking before you came on about your approach at the plate, and it's a little different with the big leg kick because you're a smaller guy. Obviously, you're trying to generate a little bit more power. You want to drive the baseball. That's what it's all about because of the shift, the hard thrower, this kind of thing. But my question to you is, when did you start doing that, and why are you having that part of your lower half the way it is?
I started doing it when I was about 12 years old.
Wow.
Because I had like a pretty good tournament.
Yeah.
With when I was like 11, and I was hitting a lot of singles. So I told my dad, I was like, I want to hit for more power, hit for more homers and doubles to help my team out more.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I felt like if I would have drove the ball more, we would have probably won that tournament. So that's where I mainly started doing the leg kick, and it helped me maintain my balance so I could recognize pitches better too.
Yeah, has at the big league level, have you noticed pitchers already throwing you any differently than in the minor leagues because of how your lower half is?
I don't think it has anything to do with my lower half.
No.
They just try to keep me off balance, mix it up. I've definitely seen probably more off speed than I did in the minor leagues. And that's all I really noticed so far.
You know, Dwight, one of the things that Kevin Barker has told me, and he's a guy who played in the minors, obviously, as well as the major leagues, but he talked about how, you know, you're in the minors, the ballparks are different. The lighting's better in the majors, you know, the surface is quite often better in the majors, depending on where you are. There's a lot to get used to. Tell us a little bit about what it's like, you know, to go from playing in the minors where you've got the smaller ballparks to the majors. You know, you got a day game today. It's probably going to be bright, or it's certainly going to be hot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got the big grandstand behind home plate. You've got the high outfield walls. Just how different is it? And, of course, the lights in a major league ballpark are usually much better than a minor league ballpark. How hard is it to adapt to that for a young guy when you first come up?
It's definitely different because when you come up, the stadiums like are big and it makes the field look bigger, but it's really not. Dimensions are pretty much the same. The crowd noise is a huge difference. I feel like because going from 10,000, 12,000 fans to like 30,000, mm-hmm. It's a big difference and it's a lot louder. And you can't hear, like, you can't really communicate mm-hmm. with your other players on balls on defense. So you kind of got to look and check and see if they do hand signals or something like that. They got the ball.
What has your dad told you about, you know, handling life as a major leaguer? Now, I can remember covering your dad. Your dad, and you, I mean, he was a hell of a player. And no one needs to tell you that. He was a really good player. But what has he told you about handling the ups and downs of the major leagues?
He just tells us to go out there, have fun, and try not to think too much. Just be myself. That's the main advice he's given me and helped me, like, all my life, even through the minor leagues. And I just go out there and just take it day by day as I do right now.